I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with the super millennial, David Barreto, bringing us the millennial perspective. How you doing today, super millennial?
I'm doing good. How's it going?
Going well, man. Going well. Great feedback from yesterday's episode. They were a little upset with you going so long, but I told him, you know, he starts talking, I can't shut him up. So there's nothing I can do about when he starts running into those 45-minute
episodes. When it happens, it happens.
I apologize for you, so you know. But I did get a lot of great feedback. And by the way, everyone, today, as I'm recording this, my HRV was in the hundreds, and that's ridiculous. That's just ridiculously good. So it's kind of cool discovering new things about myself. And really what's great is blowing up my old belief systems. I realize I don't know shit. Isn't that great?
Yep. We keep saying that, but now once you really kind of prove it to yourself, it's a whole different ballgame.
And this week's topic is control. In today's Meeting of the Minds, we are going to talk about the trap of the I can't energy. Before we get started, what you got for me, Big D?
I'm just going to remind you guys one more time. Saturday, October 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are doing the higher goal setting live class. Like I said before, it is normally exclusive just for the community, but we are opening it up to the public. So if you guys are a member, invite your friends, family, coworkers, anybody that you'd like to see it. And if you're listening to this and think this may be something that you'd like, you could email me, david@livingrightwithbillcourtwright.com, or visit us on our Facebook page, The Stress Mastery Podcast, where we have an event section with all the information. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait for it to finally get here.
Yeah, so this is the first class of three, and higher goal setting process. You'll be taught how it works and how to go through it. And the whole idea is to create the momentum, have the goal set by December. So we're actually done right. This takes time. And so we'll go through this first class. You guys will get your homework to work on for the next few weeks. And then we'll bring in class two and answer everybody's questions while you're going through it. This is about making this process work for you. Mm-hmm. When done right, you'll have so much momentum going into January, you won't know what hit you. Okay. So this week, our topic is control. Today, we're going to talk on the trap of the I can't energy. So control is the power to manage and influence your behavior. And there is no more powerful two words that relinquishes our control over ourselves than I can't. I want to change careers and make what I love my vocation, but I can't. I have security and benefits of my current job. I want to invest in myself and take a course, join a mastermind. I know it will help, but I can't. I can't afford it. I want to lose weight, but I can't. I have bad genetics, or I can't give up sweets, or I can't give up my wine, or I can't exercise. I have a bad back. I want a loving relationship, but I can't do anything about it because he or she will not change. I want to be more peaceful, but I can't meditate. I want to be less stressed out, but I can't stop worrying. Those two words, I can't, are the killer of all expansion, the destroyer of all change, and the feeder of every single victim story. Your thoughts, David, as we kick this in.
Yeah, I've learned to take that out of my vocabulary as much as I possibly can, because most of the things that I said I can't, I ended up doing some way, shape, or form, whether it was intentional or a happy accident.
I think a lot of people don't realize they fall into this energy, and they have to. That's what this episode is about, because the ego controls you. And the ego survives through programs and the past. And there are three distinct programs that keeps the ego in control. And when the ego is in control, the power to influence our own behavior is lost to the restriction energies of the red zone. We literally lose direction of our lives. We fail to control our state of consciousness and fall into event judgment reaction. And in this state, if someone even suggests we should do something different, we fall into apathy or the I can't energy. Now, the three programs, these particular programs holds thousands and thousands of smaller programs. The subconscious mind has recorded every second of your life from the moment you were born. And it's automatically doing that. And these programs are, one, the resentment program, two, the regret program, and three, the fear program. So one, the resentment program holds every single conflict you have had since age 7 that did not get a resolution. Two, the regret program holds every single conflict where you hurt someone and did not self-regulate. This includes yourself. This is the guilt program. Both resentment and regret program pulls your past into your present. These programs create a strong I can't energy, especially if the program is tied to a past failure. Then there's the third program the ego uses, the fear program. Now, this program protects the ego by using the future. The fear program is the comfort zone. This is the program that powers the I can't energy through avoidance, hesitation, and procrastination. The fear energy keeps you locked into the program behavior. Thus, the ego not only survives, it thrives. With the fear program, it's always setting your state in the base energy of restriction state of event, judgment, and reaction. So your thoughts, David, so far, what are your thoughts on like those programs? I'm going to get deeper into them, but what are your thoughts?
I think for me, the big thing that stands out is whether it's past, future, or the present. When people say, I can't, they're staying the same. You know, it's, I've tried this, or they haven't tried it, so they stop themselves from doing it in the future. And then that's the excuse. My genetics, this. No, my family history, that. I have an injury here. That's just not in my cards. You know, you hear that all the time.
Yeah.
And it's, did you try it? And most of the time you hear, no. Or I did in the past, so I'm not going to do it again.
So you see, what you're saying is the ego will use both the future and the past, locking you into I can't energy. So if we think about this, when the ego is in control, we are completely unconscious. And we don't really know our behavior, that it's really stuck in replay. Each day, your vibration builds your reality. And when you are not expanding, your vibration becomes restricted. And because life is ever changing, but you can't seem to change, life actually becomes smaller. And this is especially true in today's fast-changing culture. If I can't do technology, puts one at a huge disadvantage in today's world. I can't exercise, no time, puts one in a constant state of overwhelm. I can't deal with, fill in the blank, keeps us stuck in constant conflict. This is a life with the conscious mind control being operated by the ego. You see what I mean by that? You can see how clear it wraps out.
Yeah, it's that anchor holding you.
Yes. So the I can't energy is the 50 apathy energy of the red zone. This is the energy that the ego activates when confronted with a challenge or something new. The 50 apathy energies are I can't, bored, lazy, stuck, unfocused, I don't care, drained, lost, indecisive, doomed, listless, despair, giving up, discouraged, too tired. Now, those are fun energies. If we address each of these 50 apathy energies, you will actually see how programs and behavior begin to tie into the energy. I can't. This is an affirmation. You understand? Behavior forward stops immediately. It's an affirmation. You are repeating an affirmation. I can't. Bored. This drives behavior into addiction. This is when people go in, when they're bored, they go into addictive behavior. And that's not always drugs or alcohol. It's food. It's just gossip. It's just scanning the internet. It's gaming. It's just something that is mindless. You're bored. Mm-hmm. Lazy. This is an identity, and behavior will support the identity. Stuck. This is a story that prevents us getting into 250 neutrality, which we talked a lot about in yesterday's episode. Unfocused. This is a fact. The ego has conscious mind control. I don't care. This is a story to support non-expansive behavior. Drained. This is the body supporting the apathy mind. Lost. This is a story to justify behavior and restriction. Indecisive. This is apathy behavior of overwhelm. Doomed. This is the ego creating stories to prevent expansion. Listless. This is the body supporting the apathy mind. Despair. This is the ego building a story to block expansion, justify, and put him in restriction. Giving up. This is the apathy behavior to quit. Discouraged. This is the ego persuading one to quit. Too tired. This is the body supporting the mind and the ego's greatest tool to stop all growth and expansion. I'm too tired. I'm so tired. I'm really tired. Every single time you say that, you are actually going in an apathy energy, and the body will support the mind. Now, at the end of the day, if you're tired, you're tired, but you left it all in the field. If you're saying that at noon, or you're saying it in the morning, or you're saying while you're still at work, well, you have just put yourself in the I can't energy. Do you understand that?
Yeah. I've.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that's a lot of millennials and younger generations doing that, because they associate, I think, now with being bored and tired in the same category. And that's not, like you said, tired because you put it all out on the table today. You got everything done. You did everything you had to do. At the end of the day, I'm tired. I'm ready to rest, but I put it all out. A lot of millennials become bored and say, I'm tired. I'm going to take a nap. And you see this all the time, all the jokes where it's like, oh, you're taking another nap today or another. Yeah, because you're bored and tired. And now you're creating that in your environment, and that becomes the normal.
One of the things I talked about yesterday, and I'm going to get into it really deep in next Tuesday's Health Huddles, is how do we really build that structure of well-being, right? And the most important thing is sleep. Mm-hmm. Now, when people can't sleep, many times it's because they didn't work their body all day long. Now, they might have been working their mind, but a human being was designed to move and work the body. And a lot of times people are bored, so they take a nap, they don't sleep right, they don't recuperate properly. But a lot of times sleep issues are due to you don't have enough energy expenditure for the day. So you have excess energy at night where that should not be, and a functioning, operating human being. And we don't realize that. It's just been these last, I would say, 30 years where this has happened. It hasn't been the last 1,000 years because of technology and our comfort. Everything's so easy for us that we don't expend energy. If you don't expend energy, you don't sleep. Mm-hmm. If you don't sleep, you can't be well. So you're right. They tie boredom into, I'm tired. I'm just, you know, and they never really get the system. They don't create that rhythm, mm-hmm. Body, mind, and life experience. Yeah, so
and a lot of people take that as a badge of honor because, oh, I got energy to go. Let's look back what you did today. If at the end of the day, you're like, I'm a night owl because you didn't do anything all day. That's a very big difference than, you know, I've still got a lot of energy after I did everything I did today.
Yeah, and you won't.
Yeah, no.
I'm telling you, if you leave it all on the field and you do everything and you still have energy, then there's something. You didn't do something.
Yeah, I used to be that person. With you. 2, 3, 4 in the morning, I'm like, let's go. And then I started to do everything I'm supposed to within the 5 life categories. And now I'm in bed. Don't mess with my sleep.
Yeah, because you have to have it. So when we look at the I can't energy, This energy is basically the destroyer of all dreams, goals, and life purpose. And there is even what is called the apathy syndrome. Apathy syndrome is defined as a syndrome of primary motivational loss. That is loss of motivation, losing desire to live life to its fullest. This is seen in those with mental health issues, depression, even diseases like Parkinson's, which I believe is what Robin Williams was diagnosed with. I don't know if that's for sure, but I do believe he was diagnosed with that before he did fall into apathy, guilt, and shame. Now, we see this in Alzheimer's. And if you, but here's the thing. We see this in disease, right? They become apathetic. They give up. They give up on life. They don't, it doesn't fit. I understand. If you relate to any of the behaviors I described earlier in the apathy energies, apathy is actually the disease of ego control. And since it is an ego disease, changing this is the process of expansion, where one, you have to have awareness. Two, you have to have practices. Three, you have to create skills. So awareness, the question is, what exactly is apathy? This I can't energy. And this is much harder to explain than you might think. It's kind of like when you fall in love. How do you explain it in words? Until you experience love, you just don't know love. And you can't, you can guess, but you can't know. How do you explain it? What makes awareness about apathy unique is that it's essentially the feeling of not feeling. So the experience of apathy would be that feeling something is missing. You want something but lack the drive to pursue it. When confronted with this situation that requires your drive for you to take action, you immediately connect to why you can't do it, or why this can't be done, or why this won't work. This is rarely or ever a response. It's usually and most times a reaction. And this reaction comes before you ever sit with the situation presented. It's fast, reactive, and immediate. So can you understand what apathy is? Because really it's I'm going to explain a little bit more, because it's the in-between, the anchor guilt and the comfort zone fear. It's the in-between energy.
Yeah, and that's why I feel for everybody that's, you know, wants to make a change and wants to do that, because you're in that kind of, it's being pulled both ways. You want to make the change, yes, but it's holding you back. And until you do it.
Yeah, it really is. It's not, this is an energy we've never talked about on there, because it's a different energy. Apathy literally means without feeling. It's an energy of shutdown. While true, apathy is an energy, which means it has to have a feeling, right? It's a program, it's activated. But it's also a very low energy program that creates its own little identity. And this identity creates an attitude that is one of indifference or unconcern or unresponsiveness, this detachment, this dispassion they have when one is stuck in, they just don't believe in themselves or believe in life or believe in anything else. It's like they're stuck in purgatory.
Yeah.
They're not really in guilt down there. They're not really in fear. They're in purgatory.
Yeah. They're not happy because they're not where they want to be. And they're unhappy because they are where they are. And then you just kind of follow this loop. You try, you fail.
But they don't do it. They won't try because they can't. So when one is stuck in this state of energy, life is literally sapped out, causing feelings of being lethargic, listless, and without will or volition. To act, basically, you can't act. You can't. You can't move. You basically just stop caring about life. And people would call this depression. And it's usually that depression that will drop people into guilt. So we can see where apathy might be this beginning of depression. I don't know. And, you know, that's not going to pretend I'm an expert at that. But I'm looking at the energies, because grief doesn't cause depression.
Yeah.
Grief is a sadness or something, right? But right below grief is apathy. Right below apathy is guilt. So I don't know. It's been noted, like I said, in the medical journals that apathy occurs in disorders such as dementia, Alzheimer's, stroke. But understand that all of these create cortex brain issues of the frontal lobe. And now science is linking apathy syndrome with poor lifestyles, characterized by sleep deprivation, poor diet, lack of exercise, and a malfunctioning limbic system. You know what that is? That's when the nervous system gets stuck in the red zone. Thus, apathy is caused by conflict and stress. Here we go. We're all set now. That's really what it is. That's what it's caused by. Exactly what we work on in stress mastery. So if you look at the characteristics of becoming stuck in the I can't energy of apathy, one is negative thoughts and negative self-talk about yourself. It's fear of failure, fear of being rejected. You know, it's overwhelm. That's the number one. Number two, when you're stuck in apathy, there's a loss of interest in pursuing goals or growth, including you might lose interest in your hobbies. Mm-hmm. You just don't care. You're over it. It's no big deal anymore. I'm over it. Number three, when you're stuck in apathy, you feel worn down. This is what David was saying. You're bored by life. You're tired, creating behavior that is cynical. You become very cynical. It's like everything's against you. It's a very strong victim story. Number four, what happens is when you're stuck in apathy, you will waste a lot of time watching television, playing video games, mindlessly surfing the internet. You are just wasting time, hours and hours of time, because you don't want to deal with life. There's a big difference between shutting down and watching a show or playing a game than being stuck in that apathy energy. And the fifth thing, when you're stuck in apathy, you actually can let good habits such as exercise go bad. So here you got a person that's doing well, doing everything, and all of a sudden, they just don't feel into it anymore. They just let it go. And they fall into apathy. So what are your thoughts? Those are just some of the signs when you're in that. People don't realize they're in it. Well, these are things that you're doing. Your thoughts.
Yeah, I think the interesting part that I've seen kind of in the past and different experiences that what you said about them losing kind of the interest within it, it's easy to see that when social media becomes apparent. I like being able to see the fact that when people start and it's post after post after post, and here's their meal prep and their new protein and their workout gear and all this stuff, and then they do great
for the declaration
a week, 2 weeks, and then it's like, oh man, you know, where's your post at? Where's all this? I understand a lot of people do it in silence, but the people who post that passionately in the beginning and then they stop posting, that's when they lose the interest in it. That's when the minor occurrence has come up and now they can't do it anymore. Now they have the excuse of X, Y, and Z, so I stopped.
Yeah, something happened. You know, the ego uses the apathy energy to create self-defeating stories, and its job is to push you into regret program with guilt energy. And this is the anchor of the ego. Now, these stories lock you into being a victim. And this self-defeating talk is to make sure you stay in that restriction state. So what are some practices to break free from the I can't energy of apathy? Well, begin by addressing the ego's base energies. You have to address resentment and regret. These are programs tied to the past, conflicts that were unresolved, relationships that were not self-regulated. These are really deep programs that began developing at age 7. And these are deep programs that brings our past into the present. And if these build up enough, the depressed energies of the red zone will lock you into the I can't energy. Now, the best solution for these two particular programs, regret and resentment, is to work for those in the community. Module 8 lessons. This module is the answer to releasing resentment and regret programs entirely. It is one thing that releases these programs. One action, one behavior that releases both programs completely. Forgiveness. When forgiveness is done properly, you can actually fully release these programs. You weren't born with them, so why do you have to carry them? Now, forgiveness is a powerful tool, but understand, the practice of forgiveness must be practiced daily. Every single day when you close the day, you must activate forgiveness. You do this through the awareness of anything that activated you, anybody that activated you, and you forgive the situation, you forgive the individual, and you forgive yourself. That's how you close your day. Then you go to bed. But you have to first, the exercise in that module, the deal is deep. We did it live, and I don't know how many people kept following it up. I know that Coach Jason does it every single night, and I've watched this particular coach also coaches. By the way, great coaches always have coaches, always. And he has absolutely transformed his life, and one of the biggest things was working that module number 8 in the community and really, really turning it into practice. So the other base program of the ego is the fear program, and here's the challenge. This cannot be released unless you become enlightened. But through awareness, it can be mastered. So 100, fear is the comfort zone. It activates procrastination, and procrastination feeds the I can't energy of 50 apathy. They team up to lock you into that 50 apathy energy. So you deal with fear through higher goal setting process, identity-based goals, and living each day by setting the day intention and closing the day in forgiveness. It's dealing with the fear program begins with conflict resolution. It's always about moving out of event, judgment, reaction into the state, the vibration, the consciousness of event, awareness, and response. This is an automatic process through the practices of the 7 steps of stress mastery. Now, if you are stuck in the I can't energy, you break it like this. 1, start with perception, perspective. Really lock into this, dial it in, and look closely at the perception apathy is setting. And answer the question, are you lazy? Are you really bored? Are you boring? Are you a loser? Are you stupid? Journal this out. Those are the stories that are going on in your head. This just blows the ego's mind, literally. 2, define the cause. Slow down. Journal out. When did you fall into this I can't energy? When did you fall in and get trapped in apathy? Look at those energies very carefully. What are the energies that are activated? And was there a specific event? Did something big happen? Is there a pattern? And you do that, bring it to the light, use the let go technique. 4, stress mastery. 3, find someone to share your feelings with. But find someone of higher energies. Don't find another person that's going to feed your apathy. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't do this. You're right. I can't either. You're right. It's hard. No, you want the person that's doing it to hear you out and help you out. And again, very important, sit with that person. Really sit with them. Is there a pattern? See if they, as you're talking to them, a trigger is something that triggers you, and brainstorm and bring these things into light. Because the moment you bring them in light, you break apathy. Remember, apathy doesn't have feeling. But when you break in and you start to say, oh my gosh, that's it. A lot of people don't even know they're in it. Mm-hmm. 4, shake up your schedule. Do something. Change the order of doing things. Maybe change your morning routine. Go to work earlier. Purposely talk to a new person. Break your routine. A lot of times we get stuck in apathy because we're stuck in routine. It's the same life over and over and over again. And before you know it, we think it's normal. But yet if we stop and slow down, we'll see, holy crap, I'm not doing anything. My life is exactly the same. Like I said, I have clients that disappear. They come in and coach for a while, and then they come back 5-6 years later, and they may be stuck in apathy in one category, not all of them. And what I do is I pull up their homework from 6 years ago. I ask them to do homework currently, And then I'll get the answers. And then I'll go back 5-6 years ago and pull the homework up. And guess what? The same answers. What does that mean? They're stuck in apathy. They're stuck in the, I can't grow. I can't change this. I can't move forward from this. And they don't even know it. And number five, when you're stuck in apathy, you've got to change your state. You're bored, change your state. If you feel like you can't change your state, you can use music to do this. You can go for a walk. You can talk to a mentor, a positive friend. Spending time with a dog, a cat, a horse. Get into nature. Do something to break the ego's hold on your conscious mind. Because when you get into apathy, that's a depressive energy. Apathy energy is a powerful place for the ego. Because as David said, it lies between 100 fear and 30 guilt. It's one of the most powerful practices that will completely move you out of apathy is to change your vocabulary from I can't, every time you say it, to I won't. And then if you say I can't exercise and you change it to I won't exercise, you can then decide what your behavior is going to be. But that's you making the decision. You're saying you won't do it. Okay, then you have the repercussions. The big difference between saying I won't to I can't. So every single time you happen to hear those come out of your mouth, stop. Remember, stop it and say, no, I won't do this. And then see what happens to you, because you just may shake yourself right out of apathy. David, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think this is a super important topic because of kind of the back and forth that so many people go through. We've talked about even how, there's certain days where you should skip the gym, based off HRV, the way your body's feeling. Are you sick? Are you this? Those are the differences. Some people are so scared to miss because they're on this kind of like, I can't miss the gym. And even though it sounds positive, right? You're deathly sick. Your body's not recovering. You hurt a knee. You did this. I can't miss the gym. No, you probably shouldn't. And that's how strong I kind of go both ways, because I've seen myself get locked into the I can't because I'm scared to fail or scared to go backwards.
There you go.
And it's always the fear. To something. For me, it sounds like, when I used to talk to Vanessa or you, like, I powered through that workout. My knee was hurting me the entire time, but I powered through and the next day it feels worse. It's like, maybe I should have skipped the gym. Maybe my ego is saying, if you don't, you're going to fall back. If you don't, you're going to gain weight. If you don't, you're doing, and I'm still stuck in the I can't energy, the fear energy, even though to me, I'm trying to interpret it as a positive thing, even though the I can't was still holding me back.
And you see how the ego uses, though, because apathy is it's a purgatory energy, because if you look at it, fear is there. It's our comfort zone. And then guilt's the anchor. And in between is apathy. And so it uses I can't. You power through. And before you know it, you really can't. You hurt yourself. And then you lose all your momentum. And before you know it, can't work out anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Oh, I hurt my knee. I can't exercise.
Yeah.
I hurt my back. I can't exercise. It happens. I hear it all
the
time.
And then you create a real I can't. Now you really can't squat. Yep. Now you really can't do this because you actually have an injury. And that's a certain thing. I think this is it's awesome. If you can understand this episode here, you can see why we're
change a lot.
Where you're at, where you're not going, and where you're afraid to take the chances, because that's where it comes down to. You're scared to do something that is going to make you uncomfortable.
And we're talking about control this week, and that's how the ego controls us. It controls us. This is a very slippery slope from apathy into guilt. And then you're stuck in a regret program. You have regrets. I shouldn't have worked out. I knew I shouldn't have worked out. I knew I shouldn't have done that. And then before you know it, you're guilting yourself. And now the ego has you really low. Now, here's the thing. If you get stuck in those low red zone energies, those are depressive energies. You're going to get depressed. You got to get depressed. It's impossible not to get depressed because the body's going to support the mind. When you're in those low energies, that's what causes depression. You're stuck down there. And a lot of times, I don't think people realize they're stuck in apathy. And the best way to get out of apathy, change your vocabulary. You'll say how many times, and you'll be shocked the first time you look at how many times you say the words, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Those two words are the destroyers of life. And simply, you're not saying you're going to do it, but just say, okay, I'm going to listen to Bill. I can't exercise. No, no, no. I won't exercise. Now, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's a whole different scenario, whole different energy. Yeah. If that's the case, many people will start. I can't give up wine. No, I won't give up wine. Okay, good. You know how it affects your body. You know what it does, but it's okay because you're consciously making the choice. You know, and when you're getting sick, you have diabetes or you're sick, you know, you made that decision to get sick. It's a big difference than unconsciously being driven into it.
Yeah.
And most people actually change their behavior when they start doing that technique. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. Links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.